3. The Universal Manipulator. The Isle of Paradise is the source and substance of physical gravity, and that should be sufficient to inform you that gravity is one of the most real and eternally dependable things in the whole physical universe of universes. Gravity cannot be modified or annulled except by the forces and energies conjointly sponsored by the Father and the Son, which have been entrusted to and are functionally associated with the person of the third source and center. The Infinite Spirit possesses a unique and amazing power, anti-gravity. This power is not functionally, observably, present in either the Father or the Son. This ability to withstand the pull of material gravity, inherent in the third source, is revealed in the personal reactions of the conjoint actor to certain phases of universe relationships, and this unique attribute is transmissible to certain of the higher personalities of the Infinite Spirit. Antigravity can annul gravity within a local frame. It does so by the exercise of equal force presence. It operates only with reference to material gravity, and it is not the action of mind. The gravity-resistant phenomenon of a gyroscope is a fair illustration of the effect of antigravity, but of no value to illustrate the cause of antigravity. Still further does the conjoint actor display powers which can transcend force and neutralize energy. Such powers operate by slowing down energy to the point of materialization and by other techniques unknown to you. The conjoint creator is not energy, nor the source of energy, nor the destiny of energy. He is the manipulator of energy. The conjoint creator is action, motion, change, modification, coordination, stabilization, and equilibrium. The energies subject to the direct or indirect control of Paradise are by nature responsive to the acts of the third source and center and his manifold agencies. The universe of universes is permeated by the power control creatures of the third source and center, physical controllers, power directors, power centers, and other representatives of the God of Action who have to do with the regulation and stabilization of physical energies. These unique creatures of physical function all possess varying attributes of power control, such as antigravity, which they utilize in their efforts to establish the physical equilibrium of the matter and energies of the grand universe. All these material activities of the God of Action appear to relate to his function to the Isle of Paradise, and indeed the agencies of power are all regardful of, even dependent on, the absoluteness of the Eternal Isle. But the conjoint actor does not act for, or in response to, Paradise. He acts, personally, for the Father and the Son. Paradise is not a person. The non-personal, impersonal, and otherwise not personal doings of the third source and center are all volitional acts of the conjoint actor himself. They are not reflections, derivations, or repercussions of anything or anybody. Paradise is the pattern of infinity. The God of Action is the activator of that pattern. Paradise is the material fulcrum of infinity. The agencies of the third source and center are the levers of intelligence which motivate the material level and inject spontaneity into the mechanism of the physical creation.